Back here on the Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show, Connor Harbutt with you. Now speaking with the head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, Coach Jay Pope. Coach, this one was a wild one. We started on time today, first of all, and that's always nice. But this one comes right down to the wire. Two teams trading big plays back and forth, but ultimately your Dragons end up on top. Give me some thoughts on today's game and how you thought the boys performed.
Well, you know, it was a heck of a game by both sides. I felt like this was it felt like a playoff game, you know, the way both teams won it, the way both teams fought. Really just a great high school football game for our area. And you know, the way we played the first half wasn't good enough to win a game. And, you know, we had penalties and drop balls and a muff punt. And really, we were our own worst enemy. Not to take anything away from them. They did some really good stuff to put us in a spot. And But ultimately, just proud of how our guys responded. You know, we made some adjustments at halftime, and the kids took to it. You know, this group has, I keep saying it, this group is different than any group I've had while I've been here. They remind me of some of those older St. Jen groups, and I think we're starting to get back to that St. Jen tradition that has been here. And it's all the credit to these senior leaders. You know, we've got 18 seniors that pick each other up when plays don't go our way. They pick each other up when our back's against the wall. And more than anything, I think we proved tonight to ourselves that we mean it when we say we're brothers. This is a brotherhood. When we broke down, we had some seniors talk about how much this meant to them. Not the win, but just this game and how they treated each other. And more than the school board, I think that's what I'm the most proud of.
Take me through that first half, because it really felt like your Dragons were able to move the ball, but once it kind of got into Potosi territory, things got a little bit tricky. Was there anything that kind of changed once you kind of started getting within about that 40-30 yard line, or was there anything that you noticed that needed to be changed into the second half?
Well, we started with the three and out. You know, we had everything we wanted. They batted down our first pass, but all we could practice, it was a touchdown, and we knew if we could just make that completion, we were going to start explosive. I think the Emmett kid got his big bear paw up there, knocked it down, and we were kind of behind the sticks on that first drive. From that point, to start the second drive, they came out in a brand new defense, and it kind of took us some you know, trial and error to figure out where this new defense we could attack it. And you know, once we got to the red zone, it kind of changed a little bit. So it was more of just feeling it out. And like I said, we didn't do ourselves any favor by stalling in the red zone. We didn't do ourselves any favors with penalties, and those are all controlled. So those are all things we can control. It's not on anybody else's things we control. And I think it just took us a while to get in a rhythm and finish drives. And more than anything, you know, I think we had four or five fourth down conversions. And again, it was just the confidence in our coaches and our kids and our coaches and our kids and our coaches. And hey, let's go for it. You know, it we trust each other so much at this point that we're going to let it fly, and we needed every one of those fourth down conversions to come out ahead.
We kind of move forward into that kind of last minute or so. Take me through that final play call, that final touchdown, because Zach and I were talking up in the booth about the big play today. The big play was there for Potosi, but for you guys, it was more just kind of a trickle, 6-7 yards at a time. And then all of a sudden, here's Ethan Otten's wide open beyond the secondary for 58 yards and the game-winning touchdown. So take me through that final play call and what really led to that play springing the way it did.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the reason it was a trickle, again, I got to give a ton of credit to Potosi and their athletes. They did a fantastic job flying to the football and limiting our run plays. And honestly, that last play call, that wasn't even the designed play of who it was supposed to go to. Again, it's just when you're in pressure situations like that, kids want to do too much sometimes. And, you know, their kid came flying downhill, and Luke made a great read. Ethan Otten's made a great read on the safety, took good leverage to get wide open, and Luke threw a perfect ball. Ethan made a confident catch, broke a tackle en route to the end zone. And again, it wasn't the play call, it was the players executing the play and adjusting on the fly. And again, that's a credit to these seniors, that's a credit to their drive, that's a credit to their commitment to themselves and their team.
Special teams, I think, was important tonight as well. In the first half, it was Potosi who got a couple of big plays on special teams, one to set up that second touchdown just before the end of the first half. But then in the second half, a couple big kicks from Otten's, one that just kind of died at the 5-yard line to pin Potosi back, another ball where your guys were able to really fly down and make the tackle on a bobbled kickoff there. Special teams, I think, went a long way for just kind of helping your Dragons maybe kind of put Potosi in tougher positions in that second half. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, week one, we weren't great on special teams, and that was 100% on me. I hate special teams. I hate special teams are in Europe. That's soccer. I don't hate it. I hate it. But anyway, after week one, it kind of cost us some yardage. Luckily, Coach Krupe, you know, talked me into, hey, we need to make this priority. And that paid off tonight. You know, we had one. It probably looked like an onside kick, but Ethan just tried too hard to make it a touchback, and it just dribbled, led to a short yardage touchdown for them. But like you said, he adjusted, he overcame, he put the pass behind him, he put two right there on the 3, 4, 5 yard line where it stalled, and we were able to pin him deep, and that was huge. You know, we knew when they were backed up against in the red zone that their offense changed a little bit. That allowed us to do different things. It allowed us to bring different pressures. And ultimately, again, yeah, the special teams were huge in that second half. And, you know, it's something we're going to continue to have to work on. We had a muff punt. We had too many punts hit the ground and lose yards. It's just things we have to work on still to continue to improve and to continue to get to where we want to be.
4-0 on the season. You'll have to forgive me because I didn't bring my info down with me. But you're on to week 5. You're still undefeated. Central coming up next week. And, of course, remember last year that was also an excellent game there. A couple great meetings between the Dragons and the Rebels. What do you know about the Rebels and how do you expect that matchup to go?
Well, we don't ever look ahead. You know, we always know that Corey Schweiss is going to have a well-coached team. We always know that we're going to get the Central best shot each and every week we play them. And, you know, like you said, we went 2 or 3 overtimes with them last year. Saw them again in the playoffs, and it was a knockdown, back and forth, drag out, fun football game to be a part of. And you know, without having looked at them, I'm going to expect that's what we're going to see. And we're going to enjoy this one tonight. We're going to regroup, and you know, we'll be full force ahead on the Rebels when we come back to work on Saturday.